Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise team, thank you. Hallelujah. Do I have any overcomers in the house? Come on, I can't hear you. Hey, somebody, it's God the victory. I want you to testify. Come on, shout the praise of the Lord if you got a victory. Amen. Last week, we talked about running through troops, leaping over walls, and breaking through barriers. And today, we are going to cap it off with the hidden secrets in the power of praise. Amen. Amen. Hidden secrets in the power of praise. Now, this is not a new message here. I preached on this before. Pastor Emmanuel has preached on this before. We've preached on it at various times and so forth like that. You know, so, but I passed through the audience a writing by Brother Neil Frisbee that I will be reading from here and there. I just pick here and there. He's gone on to his reward now. He was my pastor for many years. I love his ministry dearly. And I have seen this particular writing that I passed on to you. I have never seen anything, any anointing outside of the Bible and the Psalms that's like what's on this piece of paper. So I want you to pay attention. But I'm going to start here with a prayer. Lift up your hands, everybody. And raise your heads. The Bible says, in expectation, lift up your heads, O ye gates. And let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory anyway? What is his name? Can somebody testify? What is his name?
Jesus.
Say it again, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you this morning. Glorify yourself in the message of the Lord and inspire our hearts to believe God for even greater testimonies today in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen. Amen. I'm going to start here in the book of Psalms 149. Now, I have many Psalms that I want to read, but I will abbreviate it because of time, because I want to read from this writing. This man of God used to call it scrolls. I want to read from this writing today, some part of it. But I'm going to start here in Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Psalm 149, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And his praise in the congregation of saints, like right here. Amen. Can I get somebody to be excited? Amen. Am I the only one that's excited? He says, let Israel, well, you know, put your name there, put GMI there, put the people of God, put whatever you there, you know, let them rejoice in him that made him, and let the children of Zion, which is us right here, be joyful in their king. Let them praise. Now, some people don't like to praise the Lord. I mean, and even when, you know, I love to get down when there's praise going on. And people say, what's he doing? Well, because it says right here, let them praise his name in the dance.
Amen.
Can you say amen? That's a commandment. Let the people of God praise his name in the dance. Hallelujah. And let them, you know, sing his praises unto him and so forth, you know, with the timbrel and with the harp. That's like the tambourines. Shake those tambourines. Clap your hands. Do something. Make a loud noise. Amen. Psalm 47 and verse 1 say, make a loud noise, you know. I mean, let me get back. Let me finish with it here before we go into that. It says, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people and so forth. You know, and look at verse 5. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Even upon your beds, you know, you can sing and so forth. Now, here are some of the secrets that we're going to get in today. Because sometimes after prayer and so forth, there's challenges and some things. You know, you're trying to run through the troops. You're trying to, you know, leap over the walls. And you are trying to break through the barriers, but you still need a little edge. Well, we're going to give you that edge here this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And let a sharp two-edged sword be in their hand. Notice he put the praises first before he put the other weapon in their hand. First, the praises of God. The high praises of God in their mouth. And then a sharp two-edged sword in their hand. What do they do with that sword? They execute vengeance. You know, upon the heathen and so forth like that. They bind their kings. That's demon powers and so forth like that. Bind their kings, you know, and all that and so forth. Execute all of these things upon them. Read it. You know, bind them with horns and so forth like that. You know, the nobles with feathers of iron. Execute upon them the judgment that is written. What is the judgment that is written? The devil is to be cast out. Jesus said it himself. I beheld Satan fall like lightning. Amen. And everywhere that Satan is sitting in a lofty place, he is a usurper. And we need to get him out of there. Amen. Amen. And we have, the Bible says that, look, these honor have all his saints. If you are a saint and you are a child of God, you have this power to execute the judgment that is written upon demon powers. But where does it start? It starts with the praises of the Lord. First, the praises of God is in their mouth. And then the sharp two-edged sword is in their hand. Amen. A quick story here that we have preached on many times here at the church. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Turn with me real quick. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Now, this is the story of Jehoshaphat, which you have heard many times. And when they were surrounded by great armies, and they didn't know what to do, their hearts were afraid and so forth like that, you know. And they wondered, you know, how they could go up against, such an army and so forth, you know. But the Lord began to give them a secret. The Spirit of the Lord came upon a man called Jahaziel. And he began to say, don't worry about this great company that is against you. Tomorrow, you go out against them, and the Lord is going to give you the victory. Amen. And as soon as Jehoshaphat heard that, he said, "Whoa, my lands." You know, so. And then he appointed, the Bible says that he appointed even singers and worshippers. I'm just paraphrasing the story here. I don't have time to read it. Appointed singers and worshippers, you know, to bring the praise of God. And he put them ahead of the battle. And when he did, the Bible said the Lord set ambushments. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Lord set ambushments against their enemies. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Well, what is an ambushment? Well, an ambushment is, you know, God sucker punched them. You know, he suckered them in and wiped them out. You know, and he gave the victory to the people of God because they were praising the Lord. I mean, they were praising the Lord and they put the praises ahead of, you know, even the battle. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't have time to read it. Now, there's another story in Acts chapter 16, which I don't have time to read as well, because I want to get to this right in here and read some of it. In Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas, in prison, they put them in the slammer for preaching the word of God, actually for casting out a divination spirit from a young girl that had that spirit, and many of her masters and so forth were making profit off of that. And when they cast that spirit out, the people didn't like it because they couldn't get that money going anymore, that business going. So they found a way to get them into trouble with the authorities, and they got them in the slammer. Well, the Bible says that at midnight, Paul and Silas sang praises. Hallelujah, somebody. And the next thing you know, the chains were broken. The bars and the barriers fell apart. The angel of the Lord was there, and he brought them out because they sang praises. Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
The psalmist, throughout all the psalms, and I'm going to just read a few, and then I read some other parts in the Bible where the praises of God rang out. I didn't read the others because we've preached on those many, many times. But throughout the Psalms, Psalms 47 verse 1, take a look at it real quickly. And see how the psalmist, one thing he knew was how to give the praise to the Lord. And he knew how to use that praise to win many, many battles. Psalm 47 and verse 1. He said, clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. Let's try that. Let's practice that. You're too quiet in here. Clap your hands, O you people. Come on, somebody. Clap your hands, O you people. Now, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Well, why did you stop? Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Amen. And throughout the rest of the Psalms, there's so many that he just commands the people to praise the name of the Lord. And Psalm 67, I love that one. He said, let the people praise the Lord. Let all the people praise the Lord. Say, when we praise the Lord, then God is going to command his saving health. Hallelujah. There are many victories and many wonderful secrets that are tied to praising the Lord. You know, and we're going to find out here. But let's look at some other people. Look at the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter 3 and verse 11. I'm going to read this one because, you know, I don't often read this particular one when I preach. So, he said, and they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever toward Israel and to all the people. You know, he said, not only Israel. You know, I don't know why Israel always like to say that, you know, God is their God. God is my God. Amen. Israel doesn't have exclusivity. You know, praise the Lord. Anytime I see them there, I put my name in it because I, you know, I love the Lord just the same, like anybody else. Praise the Lord. And all the people. Now, notice all the people. You know, sometimes when we say praise the Lord, half the people are not responding. In this place, he said, and all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the foundation of the Lord's house was built. Now, I want to tell you, there's a reason why you should shout today. It's a secret, but I'm going to unload it on you right now. This weekend is 1 year anniversary that God gave us this building. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just like these people. And when I was thinking about it, God showed me this verse. And I said, wow, they shouted because the foundation was laid. We ought to shout the praise. Because on June 29th last year was when the Lord gave us this building. We closed the deal. June 29th. It's been 1 year already. I know we didn't move in until December, you know, but it was June 29th. So let me see if some people can shout because the Lord gave us this building. Hallelujah! 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 Yes. He said they all shouted together because the foundation of the Lord's house was laid. You know, there's a secret, even in the book of Job, which some people claim that was written ahead of many other, perhaps any other book in the Bible. The book of Job, chapter 38, you know, and he reveals a secret here. Turn with me in the book of Job, chapter 38. And let me just one quick verse here. Because of the secrets that the Lord reveals. He says in verse 7, when the morning stars, now this was God questioning Job, you know, when Job was questioning all some of these things that happened to him, and then the Lord also turned around and questioned him some. He said, look, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? You know, tell me the length and breadth of it. Tell me all these things if you know it. So the Lord began to ask him some things. And then here he says, where were you when the morning stars sang together? And all the sons of God shouted for joy. Where were you, Job, when the sons of God were shouting for joy? Now, this was way before Job sang. Now, the Bible says, you know, God has predestinated us in him even before the world began. Praise the Lord. And all the justified spirits were ever before him. In case you don't know that, that's a subject for another day. But there were some people, there were some, you know, glories that God knew even way before anybody was there. Because he saw it all ahead of time. You know, God's foreknowledge goes beyond everything that you can talk about. And he was asking, where were you when the sons of God shouted for joy? Now, there's a secret there. You know, even though God was just challenging Job and so forth, the secret there is that the sons of God should be shouting for joy. Hallelujah! You should be shouting for joy. Never, never let your troubles get you down. That was the message last week. Don't let troubles and so forth, you know. Over the week, I had a chance to talk to, a family member and said, look, all these challenges and so forth, remember the word of the Lord. You have to run through the troops. Amen. You have to leap over the walls. And you must break down barriers. And you are going to do it by your faith. And today, I'm going to reveal and throw in another secret. This is like the trouble boost. Hallelujah. When you need a little trouble boost, this is where you go. You go to praise in the Lord. When you tried everything else and you know it doesn't seem to work quite right, you go to praise in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to throw that in today. Now, here's one more story before I read that writing that I gave you. In the book of 2 Samuel, and I love this story too. In the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, and I'm going to just paraphrase the story also. 2 Samuel chapter 6. Now, this is David. David, he knew how to walk that praise. Amen. Amen, somebody? Amen. When the ark finally was coming back home, you know, in chapter 6 of 2 Samuel, let's pick this story from verse 13. And it was so that when they that bear the ark of the Lord went just a few spaces and so on, they sacrifice oxen and fatlings. And David, now notice in verse 14, David danced before the Lord with all his might. All his might. No wonder the Lord said, this is a man after my heart. He danced before the Lord. Now this was a king, folks. I mean, this was a king, you know. And when he began to dance, he said, look, away with this garment, away with this crown, away with this kingly robe. He threw everything out. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation, the Bible, chapter 4, it said they cast their crowns before the Lord. They cast everything as dung. Look, don't never let anything stop you from praising the Lord. Cast everything away and shout the victory. Amen. So David, he cast out the crown. He threw away the robe, those robes of scarlet and blue and everything that they used to wear in those things. He threw everything away because that thing was bothering him. He needed to get down. And he needed to praise the Lord. Amen. And he began to praise the Lord. He began to dance with all his power and so forth. And as the ark made its way home, oh, he praised the Lord and he did mighty things. I don't have time to read the whole story. And then his wife, Michal, the daughter of Saul, you know, she challenged him later on and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today? I mean, look at you. You are supposed to be the king. And look at how you debase yourself in the presence of all Israel. Have you ever seen any king do all this nonsense that you are doing there today? Dancing like a crazy man in the street. You call yourself the king. And David looked at it. They looked at her and said, you think that was base? You haven't seen anything yet. Amen. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never let your wife or your husband or anybody stop you from praising the Lord. Amen. David said, you think that was nothing, anything? You haven't seen anything yet. He said, moreover, where was your father's house when the Lord put me as king? The Lord that chose me over your father's house, I will praise him. Hallelujah. David put her in her place. And as if that was not enough, the Lord smote that woman with barrenness. You know, you never say anything against the praises of the Lord. If you see somebody dancing in the spirit or jumping up and down, if you don't understand it, just keep your mouth shut. Amen? Keep your mouth shut. Because she was barren, because she spoke against the praises of the Lord. Now David, oh, he knew how to walk that praise. He knew how to walk that praise. You know, it's like, do that praise, do that praise. He knew how to do it. And, you know, any time that he could praise the Lord, you know, you have to read Psalm 18. David had power with God. That's a message on our website called Power with God. Listen to it. I don't remember the date, you know. But, and it's the question is, can your prayer do this? You know, well, maybe your prayer alone can't do it, but your praise can do it. David's praises make the Lord to stand up. The Lord was wrath. He blasted out of his nostrils. Thunder and smoke came out because David was singing the praises of the Lord. The Lord flexed his arms when David began to sing the praises of God. God began to do wonders. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, God responds to praises, folks. I'm telling you, beyond the way that he can respond to even prayers alone. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. When you begin to shout the victory, shout the praises of the Lord, when you begin to praise his name, barriers will begin to fall. Amen. Amen, folks. Barriers will begin to fall. Hallelujah. Now, what God has for us is marvelous in all of his praises. And I'm going to read some things quickly from this script that I passed to you. Why are there so many secrets in praising the Lord? Because that is the reason why we were created, was to praise the Lord. There's a song we sing out of Revelation 4 and 11. It says, look, thou art worthy, O Lord, because you have created all things. And for thy glory and for thy pleasure, they are and were created. So we ought to praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And listen to this. I'm just going to pick various verses, you know, sentences out of this. You can read all of it when you get home. He says, look, by praising him, you will receive honey out of the rock, satisfying your soul and giving you a healthy body. Amen. Even praise will bring healing to your body. That's right. He says, look, praise will drive out infirm spirits. And it will loosen even the bones. He says, heart trouble will not overcome you. And should you have it, if you have it at all, it will leave you. Amen. Praising the Lord continually will make your heart to be happy, and your body will be joyful in health, and even your eyes will sparkle, and your vision will be plainer. Amen? Amen. But I can say the corollary, if you don't praise the Lord, you are the gloomy kind of person, well, then you know, all of the opposites of these things that we are reading is what's going to accompany your life, and you don't want that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Sure, you know. And here's another secret for you. By eating lightly. Eating lightly. Not surfeiting and drunkenness and so forth. By eating lightly and praising him will intensify these things even more. Amen. Also, the dullness of ears will hear sharply when you praise him. Even your complexion. Hallelujah. Your complexion, I like to say it like this, you know. Mary Kay or whoever they are, and Yvonne, or all these things, cosmetics, they can't touch this. Amen. Amen. Can't touch this. Amen. Praise will make your complexion to shine. Yes. It will make your body to glow. You, I mean, they'll look at you, they say, you know, they don't know that, they think you are half your age. Praise the Lord. Yes. Because of the praises of God. I mean, just look around and look at all these beautiful people here. You know, some of them are in their 60s and whatever and so forth. They look like they're in their 30s. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Because they've learned the secret of praise. Amen. When you've learned the secret of praise, there's a song that says, you know, enter into his presence, right here from this script. Enter into his presence with singing and with praises. Those that have learned the secret of praise, they can make God do anything. Praise the Lord. You know, God will do your bidding when you have learned the secret of praise. Amen. Now, he says, look, praising renews the youth. Amen. It renews your strength. And it gives you faith. And it allows the Holy Spirit to speak. That's right. A congregation that's praising the Lord often, the Holy Ghost will begin to speak. That's right. He will speak, you know, when we're praising the Lord. Remember, we talked about that when we're doing the Holy Ghost series. That, you know, when we get to the spirit of worship, that's when the Holy Ghost will speak to us. And so many beautiful, beautiful things in this scripture. I don't have time to read it all. The spirit of prayer is fine, he said. But we ought to praise the Lord more often than just pray. Now, here is the punchline for this message. You know, these hidden secrets of the power of praise. Some of it I've already read. I started by reading it in Psalm 149. That look, the power to bind devils and so forth. You know, but it starts with the high praises of God in their mouth first. Now, not the low praises of God. The high praises. Amen. There's a difference between high and low. In fact, let me tell you something about the Lord. I like to say this sometimes. You know, there are so many superlatives that we use about things. We say, oh, that's the most beautiful, that's excellent, that's best, that's greatest, and so forth. When it comes to the Lord, you run out of superlatives. You know, when we say he's the greatest, no, he is greater than the greatest. Praise the Lord. I mean, there's no measure to him. You know, God, just because people don't have words to describe him there, they just call him the highest. You know, that's it. You know, because there's no, but he is higher than the highest. Yeah. He is greater than the greatest. Yeah. I mean, he is, you know, there's just no words to explain how great he is. And if you know how great he is, and you can walk that praise, if you know how to walk that praise, you get the victory every time. Yeah. And I want to challenge some people here today. If you've got some burdens, like we read last time in Psalm 42, this man said, look, I went to the house of God with those that were shouting the victory. But inside my heart, you know, I was lamenting. I said, oh, my soul, why are there cows that are within me? Why are there cows that? Why are there cows that? There are some of you maybe here, you see people shouting, but inside of you, you are cast down. Because there is something that is ailing you. There is something that is plaguing you. I want to challenge you to praise the name of the Lord. Not just one time. I want to challenge you into a life of praise. So I'm not talking about we come into, everybody knows how to shout the victory when the praise team is there. You know, I'm not talking about just that. Well, we can shout the victory in the house of the Lord. But you can shout the victory in your house. You can sing the praises of God no matter what. No matter what faces you, there's something in here that says, no matter what faces him, he will win. He says even the ground under you will sing. You will have like a kingly anointing. Oh man. When you walk, even the elements, we know that there is somebody. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Not because of who you are, but because of whose you are. Because you belong to the Lord. And because you are praising the Lord. And the Lord will say to the angels, amen. Yeah. He will say to the angels, now, what are we going to do today to make sure that my daughter and that my sister, that my son over there that's been praising me, what are we going to do to make sure they got what they are praising for? And one of the angels might step forward and say, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to put handcuffs. Now, let me tell you, God has superior angels over even the devil. You can read in Psalm 103 and verse 20. The Bible calls them the angels that excel in strength. They excel in power. They're waiting for his word. They're waiting for the commandment of his word. Now that commandment, there is nothing better than the praises of the Lord. When you repeat his word and you praise him, you know, when you are repeating his word and you are praising him, the angels will stand up. Hallelujah. Then we go, they put handcuffs on some of your adversaries. They turn situations around because of the high praises of God that is in your hand. You know, we are in the flesh, so to speak, but we do not war after the flesh. So this sword that is in your hand in Psalm 149 is not really a physical sword. It's a spiritual sword. And it goes through praises of the Lord. Praise will break barriers. Praise will shatter things that even prayer alone cannot bring down. Hallelujah. And we're going to try some of it right now. I want everybody to stand to your feet. I want the praise team to come back up here. Hallelujah. Never mind about the offering right now. We're not doing offering. I'm not done with my administration. Come up, praise team, real quickly. And this is part of my administration right now. And when they begin to sing and shout the glory and the praise of the Lord, I want people that are in this house today, practice the praises of the Lord. And let's see how shackles will begin to fall. Amen. You may have disease. You may have sickness. You may have something chronic. It may be a family situation. It may be whatever that the enemy has taunted you and said, where is your God? Well, you know, let's show the devil where our God is at. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, as they begin to sing the praise of God, you can start the song of praise like you did the last time. Start another rally. And I want people to praise the Lord. Now, all over this place, I want you to begin to shout the Lord. If you want to come to the front, feel free to do that. I'm still in my ministration. I'm not done yet. But this is part of the ministration today. So as we begin to sing the praises of God, and as we begin to shout the victory here, I want all over this place. The Bible says the people shouted with a great shout. Hallelujah. Let's go. Hallelujah. Now, don't go just yet. You stay right here. But I want the rest of the people that didn't join us, Join us here in front. Join us here in front. And then I am going to ask the Lord, the person that has the loudest hallelujah, or the person that has the loudest praise. You say, well, I don't want to shout. Well, I am saying, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Because that is what the Bible says. And the person that can shout the most, today, you go away with your miracle. So, one more time, they are going to raise that song of praise. And let the praises of God ring out in this place. Let it ring out in this place. Come on. has put into your hands a mighty key today to unlock many things through the praises of God. Always let the praises of God ring out. Never be silent. If you keep silent, the stones might cry out. You don't want the stones to take your place, do you? Don't let the stones take your place. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's put a big round of applause together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to release. Hallelujah. There is a different anointing for each service.
Yes, sir.
So don't worry about anything. The Lord knows what he's doing. Now, those prayers that have been stored up on your behalf because of many things you've been praying, the praises of God are releasing them today. Amen.
Yes.
Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the praises of God that have rung out here today release all that have been stored for you in the golden vials in Jesus' name. Are they not all ministering spirits, saith the Lord? Even my angels that are among you even today, watching after my word in your life to fulfill it, and looking for the house of praise that I may dwell in, saith the Lord. Now, if you praise me, saith the Lord, with all of your heart, then I will cause my glory to be resident upon you. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. And amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord.